From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Tommy McNeil reporting. According to a declassified report by the U.S. intelligence community, Russian President Vladimir Putin set out to undermine the 2016 U.S. election, eventually deciding to help the chances of President-elect Donald Trump. Mr. Trump was briefed Friday by intelligence officials. He did not endorse their view. The Fort Lauderdale Airport in Florida in the southeastern United States has reopened after a lone gunman opened fire in the airport's baggage claims area. Passengers have been told to check with airlines about their flights. Rick Scott is Florida's governor.
It illustrates the ephemeral line between protection in this day of suspected terrorism. We don't know that this is a terrorist act, but when anything takes place in an airport, of course, we get quite concerned that that's the case.
The busy airport had been closed since early Friday afternoon when a man identified as 26-year-old Esteban Santiago opened fire at the baggage claim, killing 5 people, wounding 8 more before being detained. The U.S. military says the alleged shooter served in the Puerto Rico National Guard and Alaska Guard, including a deployment to Iraq from 2010 to 2016. Some reports are indicating he might have had health issues, mental health issues. Santiago spent 10 months in Iraq. He later joined the Army National Guard in Alaska, the largest and most remote U.S. state. He is believed to have served in the Guard there from 2014 until August of last year. This is VOA News. At least 40 people were killed Saturday when a car bomb exploded near Syria's border with Turkey. That's according to hospital employees and aid workers. The Britain-based Syrian Observatory for Human Rights said the explosion happened Saturday in a busy marketplace in the rebel-held town of Zaz, potentially causing by a rigged water tanker or fuel tanker. The observatory also said 6 opposition fighters were among the dead. Amateur videos show plumes of black smoke rising around the chaotic market and bodies strewn across the ground with gunfire heard in the background. Nana Akufo-Addo was sworn in Saturday as the new president of Ghana after winning the election a month ago. Thousands of people, along with leaders from across Africa, gathered in the capital to witness the peaceful transfer of power, a rare sight in a region marked by political violence. The former opposition leader and human rights lawyer promised to rebuild the country's economy by building a factory in each of Ghana's more than 200 districts. The White House has directed all U.S. ambassadors who were political appointees to resign their post as of Inauguration Day, January 20th. A senior member of President-elect Donald Trump's transition team told the New York Times newspaper there was no ill in demanding all ambassadors leave the government on schedule, just as thousands of political aides at the White House and in federal agencies must do. U.S. Ambassador to the United Nations Samantha Power has completed a personal goal she set when she started her job at the U.N., visiting the U.S. missions in the 189 countries with which the U.S. has diplomatic relations. She recommends her successor, Nikki Haley, do the same. Her last courtesy call Friday morning was to the two-room mission of the Pacific Island Kingdom of Tonga. Polling ahead of France's presidential election shows candidate Marine Le Pen with the lead, and she has outlined her policy priorities.
In a far-reaching interview with Anglophone reporters that touched on radical Islam, the European Union, and the Middle East, far-right leader Marine Le Pen says what's best for France and for the French people will shape her policies if she's elected president. That includes closer ties with Francophone Africa.
Coopération internationale.
Le Pen says she wants to invest in Africa's development, not just for humanitarian reasons, but to stem potentially massive migration flows expected as the continent's population doubles by 2050. The 48-year-old National Front Party leader is polling strongly ahead of the first round of presidential elections in April.
Lisa Bryant in Paris. I'm Tommy McNeil in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.